All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And on this episode, I have not one but two guests. And that is the first one, that's the owner of Rocky Mountain Pro, Mercury Matt Yaden, and the owner and promoter of Lucha Libre and Laughs, that's Nick Gossert. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for having us.
Good. Really good. Thanks.
All right. So the listeners may be wondering why I have the both of you on together at the same time, and that's because we have a new local promotion in the area. Who would like to talk about it first, what the promotion is all about now?
Well, I guess I'll throw myself on that hand grenade. Okay. Pretty much what Respect is it's an all-women's wrestling promotion, first of its kind here in Denver, where we're going to be showcasing not just the, you know, great international and, you know, big name women talent that we'll be bringing to town, but the amazing local women talent that has been coming out of Matt's gym, out of Mercury Pro. You know, I kind of was one of those ideas I've been putting together for a while, because with Lucha Libre and Laughs, bit over a year ago, we did an all women show and it was amazing. And I've been wanting to do more of that, but with Triple L and its schedule and what we've had planned, it was kind of harder to find a way to do that. So I just decided, hey, why not, do something completely different. Let's have an all women show. Let's kind of give it a punk rock vibe. Let's get awesome women fronted bands playing before and during the intermission of the show. So I hit up Matt because I don't know if many wrestling fans know this. It is not a felony for two wrestling promoters to work together.
I don't think they know that. From the sound of things, they have no idea that that's allowed.
Yeah, we had lawyers combing through the books for like 2 weeks. I mean, it cost us like a lot of money to find out that it's not actually illegal, and we put this thing together.
And that's the abridged version.
The abridged version, yeah. So, so I'm assuming, Nick, you're kind of maybe doing more of the entertainment side, because you said you're going to have bands with it as well. And where is this taking place at?
Herman's Hideaway down on South Broadway. We've been looking for a home for it for a little while, and it just, you know, just was one of those things. We talked to them, took a look at the spot. It was absolutely perfect for it. They're really excited to have us there. So we just said, hey, here we go. We finally got a place to do this. So we'll be able to have a couple bands playing on the stage. We'll have End of Eves kind of playing before the show. Calamity Champs will be playing during an intermission. Fee will be playing later in the night after the show. We've got great wrestling talent because obviously, as I've stated many times before on many platforms, Mercury Pro has been producing amazing women's talent. Everyone from, Ali Gatto to, Rochelle Riveter to Bentley Powell. Bentley will be taking on Holodead during our first event. And then we have a great Battle of the Sexes with Leva Bates coming to town to take on Robbie E.
All right. And did you choose, because you're doing a little bit of the music stuff, did you choose Herman's Hideaway in specific? Because that's kind of, if people don't know, that's kind of like a hot spot, kind of like for local bands to, kind of famous in the area.
I'd like to say it was some sort of like, hey, everything went smoothly and we made a plan and we got the first place we wanted. But anybody involved in show business knows finding a venue for a show can be a heck of a challenge. So it was just literally, we just, stepped it up. We just kind of, just stepped into a great situation by going and checking them out. So like I said, even though it wasn't, initially on our radar, it's perfect for the show. Perfect environment, perfect vibe for, I think, what we're trying to do. And I think it's going to be a great partnership.
All right, great. And so, Matt, your involvement, are you pretty much like being the booker, helping with the wrestling?
So it started out with Nick contacting me about, wanting to run the show, and had asked about, the ring. I have a ring that can kind of fit in multiple ceiling height spots. So, we had been discussing, and like he had said, several of the talent, male and female, that have been performing for Triple L have come from the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. So we just kind of, the discussion just kind of started, And then I just kind of piped in and expressed the interest in helping him run the show, because he was going to be using a lot of the people from our promotion in school anyway. And I figured if we put both of our heads together that we could probably come up with something pretty great. So Nick has shown what a great promoter he is with the success of Triple L, how well they're doing over there at the Oriental, and just kind of all the things that he's been able to get himself involved in. And we figured that I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, you play to each other's strengths and then you help with each other's weaknesses. And I think, you know, Nick's biggest strength is his promotion. And I think we've shown that we have a strength in training talent and getting talent plenty of reps, getting them plenty of work. You know, we run weekly over here, so they're getting constant work and constantly ironing things out and getting better at what they do. So yeah, I guess you could say that from the show perspective and the talent perspective, that's been my biggest contribution. I mean, I'm still obviously promoting it and talking about it, but, you know, we're providing a good chunk of the girls, and there's several new girls that you're going to see on this show that have only been here for a few months that were getting ready to perform on this show. So, you know, Simone Lockhart, then there's a couple other, the return of Rochelle Riveter. She's back in here grinding away at Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. So we want to help provide the best talent that you could possibly see here on this show, and I believe we're going to do that.
Oh, great. Fantastic. I was just going to ask about any more talent you can announce besides what has been announced so far. So there we go.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of the thing that I think, you know, clearly Matt and I have very similar ideas on how, you know, pro wrestling, how show business works. So it worked out very, very well when we started talking about this and putting it together. Because, I mean, like, you look at the top of the card, I mean, he's got Robbie Ian for some Rocky Mountain pro shows that are going to be awesome. And then, you know, you put him in the ring with somebody like Leva Bates, and a lot of Colorado people and wrestling fans in general know Leva. She's an absolute blast. She is her. I mean, hey, you know, you put her ring entrances alone, let alone her amazing matches, that's going to be a great time. And then Holodead making her Colorado debut. I mean, we're talking one half of the Shimmer Tag Team Champs. She's part of, you know, of WOW, which is going to be on AXS TV. And you have her facing off against, you know, Bentley Powell, who's just been, you know, kicking ass left and right these days. And then, you know, we're able to pack an undercard with these great girls that have been training down there. And we're even working in a lucha match from Hugo's with Luda versus Puma.
Oh, cool. So any plans to do championships titles with this promotion as well?
We're going to find out. I mean, hey, you know, we'll just see what Friday looks like. I mean, obviously, it's a brand new thing. No matter how, you know, experienced I am, no matter how experienced Matt is, how big our individual promotions are, in a way, this is a brand new thing. We're taking our first baby steps with this. And you know what I like to think that this is going to be amazing. We're going to be able to go, you know, if not monthly, then semi-monthly, just doing as many shows as we possibly can. And then it just depends on, you know, once again, it's like, you know, kind of the eat what's on your plate philosophy. Let's get Friday out of the way. Let's have an amazing show in front of a great crowd, hell of a party. And then, you know, we'll make plans from the future after that.
Awesome. Matt, anything else to add there? Or
not really. I mean, the thing that I think works well about this whole thing, this promotion and this new idea is, you know, Nick kind of alluded to it earlier. We have a very similar idea and opinion on show business. You know, we might have some differing opinions on professional wrestling. Everybody does, from person to person, promoter to promoter. But at the end of the day, what I've liked about what Triple L and Nick has done is Nick wants this to be a business. He wants it to be a serious show that's, in his end, not so serious, if you know what I mean. Like, he's found a way to market multiple forms of entertainment in one show with what he's done with Lucha Libre and Last. And then, as he said, he wanted to do the all-woman show. And once he saw that could work, his head immediately starts going into, okay, this works really well. How can we turn this into something else? And that's what a promoter and a small business owner or a business owner in general is supposed to always be thinking of: new ways to move forward, new ways to provide something new to their fan base. And Nick's honestly one of the few promoters that I've seen, especially in Colorado, that truly kind of has that that mentality. We're both never satisfied sitting still. We're both not satisfied with just doing well. And hey, okay, we've drawn a decent amount of people here over the last few months. We're just going to stick to this formula. It's like, okay, this works. Let's find something else that works even better and then move forward with it. And combining our two ideals in that, I think, is going to create something pretty special. So I don't see why we wouldn't continue on with respect after Friday. We're going to see how it goes, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think if we see what works, we're going to stick with that. We'll find what didn't work, and then we won't stick with that. And we'll continue on, because I believe this could be a big thing in Colorado for years to come, because you got two guys that are just never satisfied sitting around putting their heads together. And always looking for new ways to get busier, I think. Nick would agree with me on that. So,
oh, absolutely.
And we got to fill some Fridays, right?
I'm sorry?
I said we got to fill some Fridays and other days. You know, we got open days for wrestling. We can't just take time off and relax. We got to fill it with more shows.
Right.
I mean, hey, so long as I have enough time to watch South Park, I'm fine with anything else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not just, you know, clearly not about us. I mean, I don't want to even kind of insinuate any sense of like, you know, business related cynicism, but you see how awesome women's wrestling is these days. And it's not just, obviously WWE has invested huge into women's wrestling these days, and it's paying off in an enormous way. You have, you know, you see the women on NXT, you see the women on the main roster, you see the Mae Young Classic. And then on the indie levels, you see what's happening with Shimmer, Rise, Progress. All these companies are showing that, oh, right, women kick ass. And you can have amazing shows that if not only are headlined by women, but, you know, like I said, you can have an amazing woman main event and you can have an amazing all women card. And there are so many great girls and women here in town that are putting on amazing matches. And you know what? Just by the pure volume of the amount of shows, don't necessarily get those main event spots. And that's what I think is going to be so great about this, is you're going to give these women time and space to shine and really just show how awesome they are. And then, like I said, we fold the, you know, women fronted music into it. We fold a couple different elements into it because, hey, it's a party. That's the important thing, is people realize this isn't just for like hardcore wrestling fans. This is for everybody to come, have a great time, rock out, and watch these women kick some gosh darn butt. Sorry about the language on that one.
Oh, no, it's okay.
If you bleep me on the whole thing, I'll understand.
Right. He's right, though, and that's another quality that Nick possesses that it makes what he's doing so successful, is he's looking at what people want to see and giving opportunities to those that are working their asses off. And he's absolutely right. The women in this state are day in and day out busting their asses. And there's more women in the state of Colorado than there's ever been wrestling. Like, I've never seen so many women in the thick of things, grinding and working hard. They deserve a spot to be the showcase, to be the focus. And it's exciting to have that starting on Friday. And so, yeah, I second everything Nick just said. Like, it's a place for people who deserve it, and the women of this state who deserve it, and the women that Nick has reached out to and brought in multiple times before. Like, it's time for them to shine and get the respect that they deserve, which is, you know, where the name comes from.
Gotcha. That's perfect. So tell us about, when is this taking place? Just again, where people want to get tickets and all that jazz.
Absolutely. So obviously this Friday, a couple days from now, going to be an amazing time. Herman's Hideaway on South Broadway, hermanshideaway.com. You can get tickets, check out the information. You can check out Respect Women's Wrestling on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm posting a heck of a lot of things there. Doors are at 7. Music starts at 7:30. Wrestling starts at 8:30. And then it's only $10. Hey, $10. You can't even get into a movie for $10 these days, let alone an amazing 2-hour show of rock and roll and pro wrestling. So I don't see a better option for anybody on this Friday.
Well, fantastic. Well, before I let the both of you go, tell us, you already said where we can find Respect on Facebook and social media. So tell us about where we can find both of you with your promotions and et cetera on social media if they want to check you out and promote any upcoming shows that you both may have.
You first.
Okay, fine. I mean, hey, you know, my main show at this moment is Lucha Libre and Laughs, Lucha Libre and Laughs, andlaughs.com. Lucha Libre and Laughs on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Speaking of awesome women's matches, on the 22nd and 23rd of next month, I've got an intergender two-night show. We've got Joey Ryan, Taya Valkyrie, Jordan Grace, Shotzi Blackheart, Delilah Doom, Ruby Reyes, and all your favorite locals. It's going to be a hell of a night, so worth checking out as well. But hey, first and foremost, this Friday, Respect Pro Wrestling live from Herman's Hideaway. Be there at 7 o'clock to get your best spot by the ring.
On our end, we've got weekly live TV tapings in Golden at the Quarry on Jeffco Fairgrounds. We tape from 7 to 9 every Thursday. You can be a part of it. Like I said, it's weekly, so there's bi-show, monthly, quarterly, and annual passes available, so you get steep discounts for the monthly, the quarterly, and the annual. So every week, see us from 7 to 8 p.m. It's Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy Ignition. So you can see people trying to get their opportunity on the main show, which is charged, which runs from 8 to 9. The cool thing about that is you get to see people right out of the school within several months of training trying to get their opportunity, and they get to wrestle in front of a live audience. So we think that's pretty cool. We have, obviously, this Thursday, the night before Respect, so you can better believe we're going to be pushing the Respect show hard and trying to get everybody that's here Thursday night to watch charged over there to Herman's to watch us Friday night. And then you can catch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/Rocky Mountain Pro. That's one thing I meant to mention. The Respect show will be streamed on the Rocky Mountain Pro channel there on Twitch, so we will be putting it out there for those that aren't in Colorado that can't see it live. We'll be taking care of that. But you can find myself at Mercury Aiden on the social media platforms. And Rocky Mountain Pro is our promotion, and it's at the Rocky MTN Pro on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. So that's where you can find all the upcoming shows. There's, you know, we have 7 this month. So if I start listing them all, this interview will go about another 2 hours. So we'll just say every Thursday. And then at the end of each month, we have the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience at the Rack House Pub, which is kind of like a big party that we do where you can interact with the wrestlers. It's over several hours, starting at 5 p.m., goes till 11. We play video games, giant cornhole, giant beer pong. You arm wrestle wrestlers in the ring. It's pretty cool. So that's what we have going on. But be there Friday. Come be part of Colorado history at Respect. Going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
All right. And Matt, one last thing. Where would they purchase tickets from if they wanted to go to any of the RMP shows?
Oh, the RMP shows. If you go, most of our ticketing is done for Universe, but the best way to go is just to go to the main website, rmpwrestling.com. You can click directly on the link there to get links to all of the shows or the events tab. So rmpwrestling.com to find all the tickets for any RMP event.
Awesome. Great. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'll be checking all that out, of course, definitely.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you there, and I can't wait to see everyone there because, hey, there's something I think everybody on this call and everybody who's listening understands. Indie wrestling is a party. WWE, you know, corporate, whatever, it is what it is, and some people love it, some people don't, but I've never met a person who didn't go to a cool indie show and didn't have the time of their lives, and I think everybody listening to this and everybody on this call is going to know Friday night's going to be a party.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. Then once again, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you Friday.
Once again, a big thank you to Mercury Matt Yaden, owner of Rocky Mountain Pro, and Nick Gossert, owner and promoter of Lucha Libre and Laughs, for coming on to the podcast and telling us all about the new promotion of Respect Women's Wrestling starting up this Friday. But before I get into anything else, got a little something extra here for you all, so enjoy.
Hey guys, Leva Bates here, and I'm going to be at Respect Women's Wrestling on Friday at Herman's Hideaway. I am going to be taking on Robbie E one-on-one, and he's going to get a dose of reality about what women's wrestling is all about. I'm going to pin him 1, 2, 3, and he's going to show me some respect on Friday at Herman's Hideaway.
Well, there you have it. Leva Bates calling out Robbie E. They are going one-on-one at Respect Women's Wrestling this Friday at the Herman's Hideaway. If you want to get tickets to the event, you can simply just go to the Herman's Hideaway website at hermanshideaway.com. And Herman is spelled with H-E-R-M-A-N-S, hideaway.com, simple as that. But before that, this coming week here in the Wrestling with Altitude area, we have Rocky Mountain Pro. They are continuing with their weekly charged tapings. We have The Ignition, powered by the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. That starts at 7 p.m., followed by Charged at 8 p.m. You want to get tickets to the event? Hey, I'm there, going to be there. Will you be there as well? You can simply, as Matt was saying, get tickets at rmpwrestling.com. But that is it. I think that is all that we have coming up this coming week. So once again, thank you for all for listening to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast, where pro wrestling is elevated with some altitude.